Mr. Mueller, post 574. As the president sinks into the mire of his own creation, gurgling of conspiracies and witches, growing smaller with each tweet, we might turn our attention to the good man who has haunted him, Robert Mueller, a Marine decorated for heroism, a public servant, the hunter of Noriega, John Gotti, and the Flight 103 Lockerbie killers, FBI director as appointed by both a Republican and Democrat, and now at 72, silently gathering evidence, indictments, and guilty pleas in what promises to be the most important case of political corruption in the nation's history. We should give thanks that he was chosen, and that all his years of experience, all the mistakes he had previously made, all the pressures of the highest level work in the federal government had prepared him for the burden of this job. We should recognize him for his integrity and for the entirely professional way he has conducted this investigation. If we can calm our nerves enough to stop nightmaring about what the stunted man in the White House is doing, Robert Mueller is responsible for that pause. Now that is some Christmas thankfulness I can wholly embrace.